May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus was on his last trip to Jerusalem. He had been teaching in the villages, and apparently there were some Pharisees there who either wanted to help him or scare him. They came up to him and told him to leave the area, as Herod wanted to kill him. Now this Herod wasn't the same Herod that had the children killed at the time of Jesus' birth. This was his son, Herod Antipas. But he is the one responsible for the death of John the Baptist. Jesus' reply to the Pharisees is priceless. He makes a joke of Herod. He says, "You tell that fox." He was offering a caricature of Herod as a sneaky, cunning, predatory animal. This response indicated that he was going to keep on doing what he had been doing, and Herod wasn't going to slow him down. And he had a goal to accomplish. In verse 32, he basically said, "I will reach my goal." Nothing and no one would cause him to detour from the destination of the cross. He wasn't afraid of Herod because he knew he already had a date with death, and it wouldn't be in the hands of Herod. Jesus didn't die some martyr's death over which he had no control. They didn't execute him. He willingly laid down his life. He makes that very clear by what he said in John 10, 17 and 18. "For this reason my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord." Revelation 13, 8 says Jesus was the Lamb of God who was slain from the foundations of the earth. The cross was not an afterthought of God. It was not plan B. It was not the contingency plan. It was always God's plan. Jesus compared Herod to a fox, and he compared himself to a mother hen. He says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Can you hear the depth of passion and heartache in that cry?" There are many pictures in the Bible that describe God's nature and character. He is a rock, the door, a shepherd, the light, and many others. God's character is so multifaceted that none of these images fully communicate the richness of his nature. Each one gives us a small insight into how he wants to relate to us. This picture is an unusual one, but have you ever thought of God as a mother hen? Let's look at a typical female bird and see what we can learn from her that tells us what God is like. Do you ever hear chickens clucking? Did you know that each hen has a distinctive cluck, and her baby chicks recognize her call? A hen will call her babies to food. I often fed my pea hens bread to keep the babies from being around people. A hen would call the chicks, and they would come running from wherever they were. She then made a sound similar to a chicken's cluck, scratched the ground to show them where the food was, but she didn't eat the bread. She let the little babies get the goodies. Also, a hen shelters her chicks from harm. It's amazing how protective a hen is of her brood. When the chicks are cold or when they are in danger from a predator, she will call the chicks, spread her wings, and let the little ones hide under her wings. If there is danger, she will actually try to chase the intruder, even at the cost of her own life. So it is with God. Jesus is constantly calling us to himself. He says, "Come unto me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." breast. As a hen calls her chicks to feed, so Jesus is constantly calling us to himself and to his word. The Bible says that the word of God is like meat, milk, and honey. We are to feed on it every day. And as a hen protects her chicks, so God comforts and protects us. The only safe place in the whole universe is under the wings of God's love. There's a great promise given to us about this in Psalm 91:4. The Bible says, "He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge." Of course, God really doesn't have feathers, and he isn't a chicken with literal wings. The point is, God wants to shelter and protect us from harm. Listen to these words again. "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." Note the last five words, "but you were not willing." These are five of the saddest words in the universe. Jesus said, "but you were not willing." He says to us, "I will love you and shelter you like a mother hen protects her chicks, if you are willing." Jesus wanted to love and lead his people, but they would not follow him. He had taught them and healed them, but still, they didn't grasp the idea that Jesus wanted to show them that God wants to love them and wants to be loved by them. Jesus says in verse 34, "I want it, but you were not willing." He says, "I would, but you would not." But we can be just as stubborn in our refusal to listen to God's word. Are we, like those in today's gospel, unwilling to be drawn close to Jesus? Are we straying from the sheltering love of God? Do we hear God calling to us? Are we willing? Hear God calling to you in his protection. Psalm 91, 1-5. "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to my Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart." Psalm 36. "O Lord, how priceless is your unfailing love. All creatures, high and low, find refuge in the shadow of your wings." Psalm 17:8. "Guard me as the apple of the eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings." We, like chicks, need to stay under the protection of God's wings. If any have wandered away from God's protection and love, he still loves you, and he wants you there with him. There is no way you can make God stop loving you. He still loves you, and he wants you. And you cannot make yourself less lovable with God. His love is absolutely unconditional. Remember, we have the power to choose. We can accept or reject the call of Jesus to dwell under God's protective wings. With Jesus' outspread wings, we can respond in a couple of ways. We can respond with hostility, animosity, or uncertainty, or with openness and reception. We are called upon to make a decision. God is calling us to leave our lives that are lived for self. We are called from the demands of our culture, the demands of the mass media, the demands of everyone else that's doing it. God is calling us to heed his word, the word that frees us from self, culture, and from following others. He frees us so that we might follow him, live in his love, and accept his forgiveness and mercy and his acceptance of each of us as a whole person. Because of the sacrifice Jesus made on each of our behalfs on the cross of Calvary. The last four words in verse 34 are some of the most powerful words in the universe. Jesus says to us, "I will love you and shelter you like a mother hen protects her chickens, if you are willing." Christ, our mother hen, wants to gather us under the shadow of his outstretched wings, warm and secure next to the heart of God. Are you willing?